News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in the U.S. state of California were able to determine that nearly 300 more people are safe after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through their town. More than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for as search crews go through the remains of burned houses and buildings. The official death toll rose to 77 people Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appealed to his coalition partners not to bring down the government, even as coalition partner Jewish Homes said it planned to make an announcement in Parliament today about leaving the coalition. It has since changed its mind, but University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunes tells VOA Mr. Netanyahu lost his defense minister, who resigned last week after the government agreed to a ceasefire ending 2 days of violence in Gaza.
You had the defense minister, Lieberman, engaging in this risky operation in Gaza while the prime minister was in Europe for the commemorations of World War One. It was a botched operation. They ended up both killing the Israeli operatives and some top Hamas officials. And Hamas, of course, retaliated with the rocket attacks, and Israel retaliated with that heavy bombing and threatened to escalate. Netanyahu put a stop to it, and Lieberman's upset because he, frankly, wanted to go to another full-scale war.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government is down to one-vote majority. Now that the Home will not pull out, that would make it a minority government if it had. Houthi rebels in Yemen said on Monday that they were halting drone and missile attacks on Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and their Yemeni allies, responding to a demand from the United Nations. The Iranian-aligned group, which has been battling the Saudi-backed government for nearly 4 years, also said it was ready for a broader ceasefire if the Saudi-led coalition wants peace. This is VOA News. President Trump is declaring that he probably will not sit for an in-person interview with special counsel Robert Mueller, who's probing links between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, likely to head the House Intelligence Committee when Democrats take control of the House of Representatives in January, spoke with ABC News about any involvement by President Trump's acting attorney general in the Mueller probe.
We will expose any involvement he has in it. He needs to know that if he takes any action to curb what Mr. Mueller does, we're going to find out about it. We're going to expose it.
Mr. Trump had tweeted about Schiff's comments and in the posting misspelled Schiff's name, making it to vulgarity. President Trump says there's no reason for him to listen to an audio recording provided by Turkey to the Trump administration of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump confirms the U.S. has the recording, describing it in an interview with Fox News Sunday as a suffering tape.
I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear.
But whether the killing was done on the orders of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
Congressman Adam Schiff, however, tells ABC's This Week.
It's very difficult for me to conceive of a murder of a prominent journalist and critic being carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Lindsey Graham says of the Crown Prince,
he's irrational, he's unhinged, and I think he's done a lot of damage to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, and I have no intention of working with him ever again.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, says that he hopes to cement a peace deal with Taliban insurgents by the presidential election in April of 2019.
I hope that the Taliban and other Afghans would use the election date as a deadline to achieve a peace agreement before then. That would be my hope. I think that would be the hope of Afghans as well, because the sooner we get peace, the better it will be.
Khalilzad was in Kabul to lead talks between the United States, the Taliban, and the Afghan government. Republican Rick Scott has won Florida's U.S. Senate race, defeating incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. That ends 2 weeks of insults, lawsuits, charges, and countercharges. Scott says Nelson graciously conceded the election Sunday after a mandatory hand recount gave the Florida governor a 10,000-vote margin. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.